I want to congratulate you for coming up with this and trying to, you know, give your viewers a little behind the scenes understanding of those of us who throw our hats in the ring. I have to tell you, I used to hear my friends who got there before I did to grandparenthood talk about it, and I would go, sure, I'm sure it's great. So Bill and I are having the best time. You know, I have to tell you, he is just putty already. When you're holding that grandchild, you know, a million memories are going through your head. I remember being in a rocking chair when Chelsea was just a little baby and rocking her one night when she was just fussy and she just couldn't go to sleep and she would cry. And I finally, you know, I'm sitting there rocking her and, you know, I was singing to her, which later, of course, she told me to stop as soon as she could talk because I'm a terrible singer. But in those days, you know, I was trying to soothe her and all. And finally, I looked at her and I said, you know, honey, you've never been a baby before and I've never been a mother before. We're just going to have to learn how to do this together. And so I can imagine with your mother, it was worth 7 hours back and forth to hold William because a million pictures were going through her poor rural areas, of which there are quite a number, as you know so well, here in South Carolina, to number one, get better infrastructure because you cannot attract and keep jobs. So I want to see every child have access now under the Affordable Care Act, thankfully.
And a little guy from Arkansas.
I've said a lot. I said, you know, I'm not running for my husband's third term, and I'm not running for Barack Obama's third term. I'm running for my first term, but I would be remiss if I didn't continue some of the good policies that both of them followed. In my husband's case, 23 million new jobs. In President Obama's case, saving us from a Great Depression. I love watching people redecorating their houses, buying houses. There's a program called Love It or List It.
I love that show.
Yeah, and I like to watch Beachfront Bargain, and I'm interested in this young couple that flip houses, whether they're going to make their money or not. I love watching. I find it relaxing and entertaining and informative watching HGTV. You know, this is a question I'm going to totally dodge because I don't want to. I've got enough problems making sure I get nominated. I don't want to interfere in their primary. I'm going to let them fight it out. I think they're up to, what, 15 or 16 as we're speaking. So, you know, let them go at each other. And then whoever emerges, I will be prepared to run again.